Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today we're going to talk about our frustration with the healthcare system and how that has created patient burnout. My guest today, Dr. Alan Reisinger, he's the medical director of MDVIP. And thank you so much for being with me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
MDVIP has just released a survey that details patient burnout. Describe for us some of the things that you found.
Well, you know, the whole patient burnout issue, if you can imagine needing to make a visit with your doctor, you make that phone call, and it's often weeks to months before you actually get the visit, which usually is over in minutes. The doctor is spending more time on his laptop or her laptop than with you, and you often walk out with more questions than answers. And then when that insurance bill comes in the mail, you can't make sense of it. So the experience of getting health care is not only frustrating, it's depersonalizing, and the MDVIP survey found that it's actually burning people out.
So what happens when we burn people out? What are some of the risks we're talking about?
Well, one of the biggest is that we found that about a third of Americans said that because they were frustrated with the system, couldn't get a timely appointment, had a bad experience, they were actually either delaying or skipping healthcare visits altogether. And that's particularly troubling in older folks and folks who have multiple chronic medical conditions like high blood pressure or diabetes, anxiety. These are folks who need to have good preventive care so that they don't get sicker, so that they don't have a heart attack, a stroke, or some similar catastrophic medical condition. And we're just not seeing that happen as often as it ought to.
I'm imagining that in the long run, this actually increases medical costs because people end up running to urgent care or the emergency room when they need help.
Oh, it absolutely does. You know, speaking of costs, there was a survey that showed that if every American used a primary care doctor, that we would save the country $67 billion in a year, which is pretty impactful. Not that I don't believe in urgent care centers. They certainly have their value when you're spot treating an urgent problem like a sore throat in the middle of the night or a sprained ankle, but they don't replace a primary care doc. You really need somebody who has seen you when you're well so that they recognize better what's going on when you're ill.
Yeah, doctor, I imagine that this is even complicated more by the pandemic. For example, in my case, my doctor moved. Like, he decided that he was going to stop practice here in Utah, moved back to Oregon, kind of left me high and dry. So then I'm trying to search to find a doctor. So I'm assuming that the pandemic has affected others in that kind of same way.
Oh, it really did. You're certainly not alone. And I mean, the majority of folks, patients who found themselves in that situation, their doctor didn't move. They just basically quit. They retired early. They said, you know, I'm not going to deal with these kinds of risks and frustrations. And so you hit the nail on the head as far as the pandemic contributing.
So what can be done about this? What can we do to improve the situation?
Well, you know, we've got industry research that says that people who regularly see a primary care doc are not only healthier, they live longer, they understand their care better, they don't skip visits as often. And so the very first thing we can do is just to make sure that everybody's got a primary care doc that can act as their quarterback to help them navigate the healthcare system. Another tip for folks who aren't in an MDVIP type practice where there's no waiting rooms, try to snag that first morning appointment or the first appointment after lunch at the doctor's office. That way you'll minimize your wait times. And then lastly, everybody should really prepare for every doctor's visit. Jot down a timeline of your symptoms, a list of questions and concerns. Don't be afraid to take notes during the visit, and consider bringing along a friend or family member to act as a second set of ears.
Right. Really need people to be more involved in what's actually happening in their health care and make it a more satisfying experience.
Yes, yes, for sure.
Well, what would be a final thought on why we really do need to improve our health and why we should really be seeking out a primary care physician?
Well, I have to fall back on what I've tended to specialize in the past 15 years or so, and that is the number one killer in this country, which is heart attacks and strokes, cardiovascular disease. And it's a disease that is 90% preventable, but that prevention doesn't happen if you're not monitoring your, having your healthcare monitored regularly, and having your risks addressed. And many of those risks aren't apparent until it's too late. So that's why I keep pounding on the importance of a good primary care doc.
Doctor, any final thoughts for us?
No, I would just say I would encourage people to go to mdvip.com/patient burnout. Take the quiz and find out where you score on that patient frustration index, where your pain points are, and a bunch of tips on how to really be your own best healthcare advocate. And certainly there are a number of good docs there to find on that website.
Doctor, thank you so much for your time today.
Okay, thank you.
My guest today has been Dr. Alan Reisinger. He's the medical director at MDVIP. And thank you for joining us today for Let's Get Moving. You can check out all of our health and fitness tips on our socials as well. You can find us on Instagram at Moving Maria and on Facebook at Let's Get Moving with Maria. Have a great day.